الله الرحمن الرحيم. اذا شعروا الى الشيخ ابو الرومي وقت تبريد دوره هذا شاهكي محمد اختصاص نور الله وكذا. The title of نظم is جلسه قرب محبت. The gathering of closeness to Allah جل شانه. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے، اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں، اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں، مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے، مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے، صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ، صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ، کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے، کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے، خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی، خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی، تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے، تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے، گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادان، گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادان، کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے، کہ ان کی آہ زاری، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل، بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل، تو دل پر جلسائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے، تو دل پر جلسائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے، جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاں اختر، جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاں اختر، بجرم بے وفائی حق تے وہ محروم رہتا ہے، بجرم بے وفائی حق تے وہ محروم رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد. فرینڈز، دیز آر ناٹ جسٹ پومز، دیز آر ریئلی انسپریشنز آف دا ہارٹ. اینڈ ایز دادا شیخ حضرت مولانا عارف بلّہ حضرت مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے، اٹ شاعری مد نظر ہم کو مد نظر نہیں، اٹ پوئٹری از ناٹ آور آبجیکٹ. واردات قلب لکھا کرتے ہیں ہم، that we are writing the inspirations of the heart, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires upon the heart. And we see that many of the ashar of Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi were written in the middle of the night. Eyes would just open up and the pen would start moving. So these are really inspirations of the heart. And you need a person who's got inspiration of the heart to be able to try and say something about it. But literally, briefly, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts into the mind, literally we'll try and translate these very, very deep words of muhabbat, of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the actual object of life. That a person is coming to this world, لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will recognize his benefactor, as Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum gave us so many times an example, that if there is a person who does good towards you, that you are in dire straits, in need, and he came to your assistance, and nobody will ever have to give you a bayan that you must respect this person, or you must go out of your way, tell your children who this person is, what his favors are upon you. If there's a person who brings a basket of fruit every morning, puts it at your house, fresh, whatever it is, apples, pears, bananas, every day is bringing a bouquet of flowers and leaving it there, then only that person who hasn't got any metal in him, and that person who hasn't got any quality, any goodness in him, will not even make an effort to find out who is this such a person who is bringing me all this fruit and that every day. Person will try and find out. And when you will find out, then the love of that person will come into the heart automatically. When the love of that person will come into the heart, automatically you will go out of your way for that person. When we will realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, our Rabbah. Rabbah in this Rabb is everything. He's our Khaliq, He's our Malik, He's our Razzaq, He's our everything, our Creator, Nourisher, Sustainer. Who can be a bigger benefactor, a bigger being, beneficent to us than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's our Rabb. When this will come into our heart, then the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart automatically. And when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart, then nobody will have to tell you that, listen, it's a winter's morning, but Fajr time, you have to go to the masjid. Now to kick off the blanket, or now there's a chance of making a quick buck, so to say, then a person will last week, as a Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahib said something very beautifully. He said, we say it's makruh. Makruh, disliked, abhorrent. Abhorrent by who? Who dislikes it? My Rabb, my Allah. So when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart, then a person will try everything that my beloved must not become displeased. So this jalsa-e qurb-e muhabbat, that when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart, then many occasions will come where the heart will be just in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is what the Urdu words that don't come to mind right now, but he is with us. But being with us, he's still separate from a person is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now one time, as our Shaykh said, how many Buzurgan Adeem were at Hardoi, and I think it was Mullah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratapgari rahmatullah alayhi was giving bayan, and he was in a different realm. And Muslim Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said to one of the elders there, that at this point in time, Hazrat is not with us. Bodily, physically, he was with there. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it will pull a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is the jalsa-e qurb-e muhabbat. Those moments of solitude where a person will pour his heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zaman khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. It happens when a person is in love. illat al-love affairs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, and comes in the form of hate. Also, a person is in love and his heart, whatever it is, whether it is a human being or whether it is any other idol that a person has put into the heart. A person loves his car so much, he's made his car his idol. Now it must be mags like this, and it must be stripes like this, and it must be hi-fi system like this, and wherever he's going, he's only talking about this, and he's only talking about that. Then it happens that even when he's in solitude, he's only thinking of that car, he's only thinking of that person. Like that, when a person will have true love, ishq haqiqi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person will fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become his beloved, then zaban khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. The tongue will be quiet. The tongue won't find the word, but his heart will pour out in that whatever is in that heart. He will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will, that one ah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, that in no other religion or no other the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what the non-Muslims call God and whatever, this ah of a person, Allah has linked it into his name. When a person takes a deep sigh, a deep breath, and he says, ah, and he thinks of his life, and he thinks that I'm speaking for myself, that so many years, 54 years old, whatever the case may be, and he thinks that we've done nothing. The whole life has just gone. Now a person is sitting and is talking, communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in solitude, maybe with everybody else, maybe amongst people, but his heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it happens that in muhabbat, when a person becomes, when he falls in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the tongue becomes silent, but the heart speaks volumes and encyclopedias to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agar ke raahe taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq hai sadiq hai hum ko sehta rehta hai. It can happen that a person is treading this path of suluk, treading towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to make amends for the path, trying to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then a person falters. We are insan, khuliqal insanu da'ifa, a person has been, human beings have been created weak, so we will fall, it will happen. Like it is said, that ye kushti hai, that is a wrestling bout, a wrestling match. Kabhi wo dawa de, kabhi tu dawa de, till more, till the time. Sometimes nafs will overtake you, sometimes you will overtake nafs. And this is our condition, that we will fall, we'll stand up. Utke chale, again we'll walk this path, we'll go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it will happen that a person will falter, a person will make mistakes, a person will commit a guna, not intentionally, perchance, but if it happens, then aashiq-e-sadiq, jo aashiq-e-sadiq hai, gham ko sehta rehta hai. And when all these temptations will come in front of a person, when everything, the billboards, the programs and media, social media, all is the newspaper articles, and different types of temptations, holidays, resorts, etc., all these things, when all these temptations will come in front of a person, then that person, aashiq-e-sadiq, who is truly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will keep his nafs in check. He will always keep himself in check, and he will control himself and he will stay away from these temptations. Sila ishq majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba ke aashiq rote rehte hai sanam khud sota rehta hai. Oh innocent person, oh ignorant person, so to say, what type of reward of this, what type of sila, what type of recompense is this? Sila ishq majazi ka, that to fall in illicit relations or to fall into the temptations of dunya, what does a person get? A person just gets restlessness. One time one person came, one murid came to Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf al-Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, and he said that when a beautiful woman passes by, then my heart, I try my best and I look away, but then I feel very, very sad. I feel that I could have looked and I could have derived some pleasure. And Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi said to him, that you make your own conclusion, you draw your own conclusion, that if you look, how long are you restless? He says, for a few minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And he says, if you don't look, how long will you be resting? 10, 15 minutes. And if you have to look, he says, then for a good few days, and even in my salah, even in my qiyam, even in my ruku, even in my sajjam, then you draw your own conclusion. So, ignorant person, you draw your own conclusion, that in all these temptations of this world, and in this disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what restlessness there is. So much restlessness, a person loses his sleep, a person loses his concentration. So many times, families break up, children go some way, the wife goes a different way, the husband goes a different way, then a person realizes, I had everything going. I was a professional, I was an alim, I was this, I was that, whatever the case may be. And everything was going. I had businesses, I had everything, my children were there. Now everything has broken up just because of the temptations of this world. So what type of recompense is this? Khatau ki agar aai hai daman par jaisa istiyahi. And as we said, it can happen, it will happen, that if a person commits a guna in error, per chance, it happens, we are weak. Then, to apne aansuon se ishq usko dhota rehta hai. Then a person will cry in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala comes and says, Ilahi abdukal aati ataka, that, oh Allah, who? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. That being that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that every person who did me any good, I have repaid him. But Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay him on the day of Qiyamah. He is crying that I wish I was a bird. I wish I was a hair on the body of a mu'min. I wish I was just a blade of grass, would have been eaten up and would have had no fear of reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. So, if per chance it does happen that a person commits a guna, commits a sin, he makes a mistake, to apne aansuo se ishq usko dhota rehta hai, then a person will cry in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wash off the stain of guna. So to say, if a stain comes on the clothing, we wash it off with soap and water, like that the stain of guna, a person will wash it off with his tears in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gunahgaro ki mat tahqeer ke kar e zahid nada ki unki aah zari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. And then, oh person who thinks that he is very, very pious, and you look down upon others, then you see a sinner, and you look down upon a sinner, don't ever do this, don't ever look down upon a sinner, because we don't know what is his condition, that in his solitude, how he must be crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in Alhamdulillah, in the majlis, how many hundreds and thousands of incidents of this nature we have heard, where a person did something wrong. Just last week, or the week before, when Musa Qaji Sahib mentioned that incident of the person who passed away in Sajda in front of the Kaaba Sharif. And he didn't even know, he was invited for Umrah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him away just because of the dua of a person, of a widow who he was looking after, without anything, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She made dua that he must have a good mouth, and he passed away in Sajda in front of Kaaba Sharif. So don't ever look down upon any sinner. Don't ever, because who knows what is their condition between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَفَيْضِ مُرْشِدِ kamil, جو دردِ دِلْ هُوَا حَاسِلْ تو دِلْ پِ جَلْتَهِ قُرْبَ محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے. And because of the faith of the مُرْشِدِ kamil, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, stay in the company of those who are صادق فِي التَّقْوَى. Allah, look at anybody who stayed in the company of some pious person, will definitely see a change in his life. Something rubs off. Take a glass of water, put it into a fridge, it becomes cold. Put it on a stove, it will boil. It's the same glass of water, the environment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, stay in the company of the pious, because their habits, their ways, which is in conformity with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will definitely come upon a person. So this is all the affairs of a murshid kamil, that you see the difference in a person's life. Jo ghairon par fida karta hai apne qalb ja akhtar, بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے. And then Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi takes his own name, but is an address to everybody, telling us and giving us all advice, that person who gives his heart to anybody or anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his sport, to his business, to his relationship, or whatever the case may be, he gives his heart to anything, it is natural that we will have love for other things. Like our Shaykh has taught us that kulin kana abaukum abnaukum, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions so many things, that if these things become more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wait for the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to pass, which means that naturally we will have love for these things. But the love of these things must not supersede, must not outweigh the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi said, that make the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 51%. And everything else, 49%. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be more. And why the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahab, that your iman cannot be perfect until I'm not more beloved to you, more than your wife, your children, your parents, and everything else. And why not? So yeah, the Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah is saying that person who gives his heart to anybody else or anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bajurn mein bewafai, haq se wo mehroom rehta hai. Then because of this error, this great crime of treason, so to say, this great crime of being disloyal, he loses his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Yeah, in this first kitab we read some questions that were written to Hazrat with regard to spiritual rectification to correct our life spiritually. Further one question. Pehle dil aapko dekhne ke liye bechain tha. This person writes to Hazrat and he says, previously my heart was restless to see you, to see his sheikh, to be with Hazrat. And now my heart doesn't desire to come. What there is a problem here. Dua farmaye main phir se aapki majalis mein aana shuru kar do. And make dua that again, Allah Ta'ala again gives me that fervor, that desire to come into your majlis. And this happens also with everyone. Sometimes you have that keen desire to go to the majlis. Sometimes you just don't want to go and you don't feel like going. So Hazrat, the answer is important for us. Ye qillat e muhabbat hai. This is on the basis of that you don't have enough love. And the actual love is for Allah Ta'ala. The love is not for the shaykh or anyone. It is for Allah Ta'ala. And if you want Allah Ta'ala, you will seek it. And where you think you will get it, you will go there. Ke shaykh ki sohbat se duri par sabr kiye hue ho. That you are content, complacent. And not that you are not going to your Shaykh's majlis and you are just being complacent about it, you are being content with that. Deen ka sar chashma ahlullah ya unke ghulamo ki sohbate aur majalis hai. The very fountain source of deen is Allah wala, and Hazrat in his great humility he says, oh, the slaves, if you don't think the present day mashayikh to be Allah wala, then they are the slaves of Allah wala. They are above them, they are those great Allah wala. So in their majalis, aur unse katoge, to hargiz deen par qaim nahi rah sakte. And if you will cut yourself from them, then definitely you will not be able to stay on deen. And especially today, when there are so many temptations, so many things that are happening, if we don't have a guide, then a person will just lose direction. If we don't have somebody who we want to follow, and there are so many things, and internet is open to everyone, and you open, just type in Islam and see what and what will come, and how many versions of Islam you will get. So we have to. So if you don't have somebody to guide you, you will become totally lost. And how many people on a daily basis, they are getting more and more confused with all these things. So if you have a guide and you follow your guide, then you will be quite in order. Whoever, whichever alim, whichever mufti, whichever sheikh in your heart you feel, he can guide me to the right path. And sincerely to Allah Ta'ala, not that he is going to give me masalas which suit me. And also there's the hopping around. That for when we know this Maulana is soft on this masala, so then we follow him in that. Another Maulana is soft on another masala, then we follow him on that. So we're not following anyone but our nafs. So we have to choose one who we feel sincerely is guiding us to Allah, then we stick to that one person. And let him guide us to Allah Ta'ala. Further this person wrote, حضرت پچھلے خط کا جواب موصول ہوا، الحمدللہ مجلس میں آنے کا سلسلہ دوبارہ شروع ہو گیا. He says that your reply I received and alhamdulillah I have started coming to the majlis again. And this is the advantage, the benefit. When a person keeps this contact, Allah then opens the doors again. بڑا فضل اور کرم ہے اللہ تعالی، اللہ's great kindness. حضرت نکاح کے سلسلے میں جو آپ نے جواب تحریر کیا تھا، الحمدللہ اس پر عمل کر لیا. He says with regard to marriage, and if we will remember, he wanted to marry a certain girl who refused. And he wanted to go and speak to her again and try and convince her. So Hazrat said, definitely not, don't go. Let any of your family people go, and but you don't go. These are all the ploys of the nafs. He says, خود ٹیلیفون پر بات کر لی، اس نے انکار کر دیا. الحمدللہ اس سے دل بالکل فارغ کر لیا. He says, I didn't go and see her. I just spoke over the telephone and she refused to get married. Now my heart is at ease. Now I've got nothing to do with her. My heart is at ease. But if we see in front that it isn't just still how the nafs plays with a person. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala istiqamat ata farmaya. Hazrat on that says, Alhamdulillah, your heart is at ease. May Allah give you istiqamat that you remain firm on that. Further he writes, اور اس کی دوست اور میری کلاس فیلو جو مجھ کا اپنا بھائی سمجھتی تھی، اس سے بھی بالکل بات چیت ٹیلی فون پر جو ہوتی تھی بند کر دی. He says that and her friend who was my class fellow, that means we were together in class, and she should regard me as her brother. This girl I wanted to marry her, her friend, a girl also, and she should regard me as her brother. But it's very common in Pakistan when a girl is to a stranger, then she says, you are like my brother to me. So that is also a big ploy of shaitan. Say, bilkul baat cheet. He says, now I have stopped speaking to her also, even on the telephone. Hazrat says, bhai samajhne se koi bhai nahi ho jata. By telling somebody that you are my brother, that person doesn't become your brother. Yeah, even with us, a woman becomes a widow, and then she takes her cousin and she says, I take you as my mihram. She wants to go somewhere, and I make you my mihram and go. By just saying you my mihram, she can never become a mihram. That is a great, great dangerous ploy of shaitan. Which Hazrat also explained, that when a person has a very slight fever, in a sense it is more dangerous than a very heavy fever. Heavy fever, you take treatment, you know I'm sick, you stay in bed. But a slight fever, you're still going on. And that fever usually goes into the bones and it changes into TB. Wow. And you become even more sick. So these light things which we say, that you my brother, I take you as my brother. So what is wrong if we just talk, etc. I take you as my I take you as my father. I take you as my daughter. Mm-hmm. And many in these things where a person took somebody as his daughter, somebody took somebody as their father, things went haywire. They went completely out of control. Further, Hazrat, one important point also. Agar ijazat ho, to dono ko ya ek ko Hazrat Aqdas ki islah khutubat bazariye mail ghar pahunch bhej do ya nahi. He says if there is permission, then for both of these girls, the girl I wanted to marry and the girl who took me as her brother, if to both of them, if Hazrat's kitabs I will send, I will post them, so should I do this or not? So yeah, also shaitan will come in the form that you want to do so much of good that you are worried of the islah of the people. Hazrat writes, hargiz nahi, never ever do this. Yeh nafs ki chaal hai. This is also a ploy of shaitan which comes in a nice way. I want this lady, my neighbor, my cousin, that they must also come on deen, so I'm giving them dawat. So I go and visit them to give them dawat. I send them some Islamic literature that they read. So Hazrat say, don't do that. This is also nafs is playing around with you. Is tarah wo raabta rakhna chahta hai. Nafs want to keep a connection with them. And from that, other things will happen. Aisi tabliq haram hai. Such tabligh is haram, where you can fall into this great fitna. جس میں اندیشہ حرام میں مبتلا ہونے کا ہو. In which a person fears that you will fall into haram, then such tabligh is also haram. Also haram, that way you will fall into haram. There are various other ways that you can choose. Let your sister do it, let your sister do it, let your mother do it, let somebody else. You haven't got Jaydi, your mother, your sister cannot. Some other brother, his sister, his somebody can do it. So we have to be very careful, in all these matters. May Allah protect us from the ploys of Shaitan, which he comes in different ways, and nafs, how he plays around with a person. Yeah, in this kitab also, quoting from Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, some very important and relevant points by which we can benefit. The question and answer, Biwi ka hamra ana nafai batin ke munafi nahi. At times, when you go to your sheikh and your wife also goes with, then this won't be harmful for your inside benefit, for your spiritual benefit. So at times also, that even if your wife also goes, then there will be spiritual benefit. The question is, ek sahib ka khat aaya ki wo islah ke silsile mein yahan aana chahte hain. Hazrat says that a person, one of my murids, his letter came that he wants to come here for his islah. Unhone daryaft kiya ki meri bibi bhi jo ke pehle se bayat hai aana chahti hai. That my wife also, she is right with Hazrat, with you, with Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and she also wants to come. Magar unke aane se meri yaksui jati rahegi. But this naturally by her coming, then I won't have that peace of mind. And now I'll worry about her, that she wants this now, and now she's perhaps gets ill a little bit, she has got this problem or whatever, I won't be like just devoting my own time. Now my mind will go to her needs and necessities also. Needs wo bachcho ke saath beja sakhti karti hai. Another one complained of her that without cause she is very strict and hard with the children. But like many women, how they handle the children, they are very strict and hard with them. Jisse mujhko aziyat hogi. And because of that, I will find it hard to tolerate them. Hazrat writes, unme, yani biwi me, hazar khot sahi, that in her, your wife, woman generally, there are lot of weaknesses there are in them. Magar jab wo bila targhib khud talab kare, and this on her own without you encouraging her, she wants to come for her islah. Like many brothers bring their wives, many there are women, and many who want to come on their own, they will say they also want to benefit. Kare unki anat khud taat wa nafi baatin hai. To help them in this, to bring them, Hazrat says that this is a neki, it is sawab. And it is, there is great benefit, spiritual benefit also. Unko saath lane se ek darja mein tashweesh bhi ho. And by bringing them, there will be to a certain degree, little bit problems, difficulties, especially there where they travel by train. Now with your wife on the train you are traveling, you are changing trains, you are changing buses, whatever. And like here also, you want to come. And the wife say also want to come. But she's never ready on time. Now when it's time to go, now you're telling it's late, it's getting more late. Now she came out, sat in the car, say 1 minute. And she saw all this you will have to tolerate. This way is going to happen. Albatta wo nafa aajilan mehsoos nahi hota. Also remember that the benefit that you are going to get by bringing her, you won't notice it immediately. Magar basirat ke baad khud mehsoos hoga. But after you will ponder in it and think about it, you yourself will realize nafs mein kaun sa malka mehmooda paida ho gaya, that within her which great quality has come. Now you will see that spiritually she has advanced tremendously. And that is going to help you your whole life. It is going to help your children. Because when the mother has got that good quality, this is going to rub off onto the children. And they also will benefit. Another point Hazrat says, Fasad bain az-zawjain. Asal hai sankro fasad ke. The harm and the fight between husband and wife is the root for thousands of other problems. So very, very important, husband and wife, that they maintain a good relationship. If they have a relationship where they're fighting with one another, always at loggerheads, always at the throats of one another, this is the cause of thousands of other problems. فرمایا کہ میاں بیوی کا فساد سب فسادوں کی مرغی ہے. That the problems of husband and wife, where husband and wife are at the throat of one another, fighting with one another, this is the hen, the female fowl hen of all problems. In other words, how a hen gives, she gives eggs, chickens, like this, this will cause lot of problems to come. Yani sankro fasad ko paida karti hai. This will cause a lot of problems to come about. So it's very, very important to give and take also. And we have to learn this also. We go in jamaat, we learn. We stay with buzurgs, we see. And many times, then we get the wrong impression also. Sometimes how a husband, the sheikh, he gives in to the demands of his wife. Sometimes even on some religious point, he's a bit lenient. But he's going to win over a much more greater thing. We don't see that. And we only see the little bit front. And we get a wrong impression. So this also, how the sheikh behaves at various times, we have to be very careful to take the right things and not take the wrong things, and not interpret it wrongly, to see the right things and what the great benefit comes in afterwards. Biviyan huron se afzal hogi. The wives of this dunya will be more beautiful and much more superior than the hurul een of Jannat also. فرمایا کہ جنت میں یہ بیویاں حوروں سے افضل ہوگی. In Jannat, these wives of ours of dunya, they will be more superior than the Hurul Een of Jannat. And the Hurul Een, when we read that description, how beautiful, we cannot imagine. But the woman of this dunya will be the queen. And those Hurul Een will be like the slaves. They will be in their khidmat all the time. So beautiful this woman of dunya, from which ulama has written that we should also make great effort on our woman, that we on ourselves and our woman, that we all qualify to go to Jannat. Ajmal hongi, aur ajmal ki talab na khilaf aqal hai na khilaf naqal. They will be even more beautiful, not only quality, but beauty also they will be more superior. And to seek beauty in your legal partner, this is not against one's desires. Everyone desires a beautiful wife. Neither is it against Sharia. Deen also allows you have a beautiful wife. And if a person looks for deen when he wants to get married, Allah gives him everything else. But if he only looks for beauty, then in most cases he's deprived of even the beauty. Everything and that beauty many times becomes a cause of great problems for that person. Isliye apni biwiyon ke milne ke liye dua karna na khilaf-e aqal hai, na khilaf-e naqal. Therefore, to make dua that we get our wives in Jannah, this is not against logic also. And it is not against deen also. And here also, that many people make jokes about this also, about getting your wife in Jannat. Like for example, some people make a joke, then what kind of Jannat if this wife is going to be with me? So this is also a way that we are undermining the teachings of Deen, and we should abstain from making such kinds of jokes. That to have these wives of dunya, this is a very great thing. And usually this type of jokes, then you don't have interest in your wife. If you don't have interest in your wife, automatically your thoughts will go to other women. And you fall into haram. This object of these jokes are to take a person away from his wife and into haram. Whereas your wives, we should appreciate them very greatly. They are very great ni'mat. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with these realities and to achieve these great ni'mat which Allah ta'ala has bestowed us with. Sometimes the points are so wonderful that a person, that we just want to carry on reading them, but there are other things also to be done. And even in this kitab, yeah, also the points that Hazrat has described are so relevant and so important. In fact, the previous point, we'll just again briefly summarize it, because it's also a very important point. the point here which we have done already is that Hazrat has explained that halat, conditions, difficulties, hardships come on every person. Those who are sinful also, and the very same condition can come on a person who is very pious also. So how do we know? And what must our attitude be? There is dunya, there is not jannat. Jannat, no problems. But dunya, halat. On Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what halat came? On all the sahaba, on everyone. And on the sinful people also halat come. So how to know? So Hazrat explains that how will we know the difference between the two? کہ یہ بلا اور تکلیف شامت اعمال ہے یا ذریعہ قرب الہی. That these conditions which we are having, is it because of the result of our evil actions, or is it because Allah تبارک و تعالی wants us to bring us closer to Him? The same condition for the sinner, it can take him further away from Him. The same condition for a person who's obedient to Allah, he becomes closer to Allah. Allah gave him that hardship and he becomes closer to Allah Ta'ala. So the way to recognize this, ke jis musibat aur kulfat mein ittiba'i sunnat naseeb rahe. That when a halat come and you are still following on deen, you are still steadfast on deen, whatever your conditions, whatever you had, it's a health condition, financial condition, fights with somebody, whatever, but you remain firm on deen. There aur qalb mein haq taala shanu ke sath muhabbat wa uns aur rida ka taalluq aur raabta mehsoos ho, and in your heart you are still content with Allah, you still got taalluq, you still coming for namaz, you still making duas, etc. On dua, one very beautiful malfooz of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah ali, which I wanted to mention at the beginning and which you can help, which is hopefully beneficial for all of us. Hazrat said that somebody told that I'm making dua, but my duas are not being accepted. And this many people say, my duas are not being accepted. And then a person stops making dua. The stop making dua is the problem. This saying that my dua is not being accepted, and the stopping to make dua, this is a problem. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali then explained that a person who makes dua, Allah has promised he will accept dua. Duas are accepted, there is no doubt about it. But there are different ways, which many times ulama explain all the time, the different ways how duas are accepted. So when a person feels my duas are not being accepted and he stops making duas, this is now deprivation, he is deprived from Allah Ta'ala. But if he keeps on making dua, then this is goodness for that person. The example Hazrat gives, that there is a beggar who is begging. He expects 2 rand, 5 rand, whatever it might be, that you'll give him that. But you went and you gave him a gold coin. And it looked like a bronze coin, like a 50 cent piece. So he threw it back at you. What am I going to do this? But you gave something so much more superior. But he didn't know the value of it. So he threw it away, or he didn't appreciate it, or he threw it back, he threw it on the ground, he threw it back, I don't want it. But you gave him he expected a 5 rand. He expected a 10 rand. You gave him a gold coin, but it looks like a bronze, he threw it back at you. So like that, when we make dua, Allah Ta'ala many times gives us something much more superior. But we are more weaker, more foolish than that beggar also, that we don't realize it. For example, Hazrat says, you made dua for a lot of money. You were a poor person, you had difficulties, you had debts, and Allah gave you tawfiq of 2 rakats of nafil namaz. Now this 2 rakats of nafil namaz is so much more superior. But think for ourselves, we ask for money, I'm owing somebody 200,000, 2 million rand, and I ask Allah, and Allah gave me tawfiq of making 2 rakats of nafil. We are worse than that beggar. What is this? That 2 rakats, and 2 rakats nafil is so superior than 2 million, than 2 billion, than 20 billion. 2 rakats of nafil Allah gave you, but that we don't appreciate. Allah gave you tawfiq to go for umrah. Now you think, well, I went for umrah, that's all. But now I got this 2 billion, 2 million to pay, 5 million, 5 million to pay. And I got Umrah, now more money I spent in my Umrah. No, what a ni'mat Allah gave you. Allah gave you tawfiq to pick your hands in front of Allah. So much so, Buzurg says, you pick up your hands, words don't come out. But this, what's a great ni'mat that in front of Allah your hands you have stretched out. So this, in this way, du'as are accepted at all times. But we don't understand. So we should keep on making dua. We should never ever feel that my duas are not being accepted. And the result on Qiyamah day, for those duas which are also accepted, and Allah kept them reserved on the day for the day of Qiyamah, a person will feel that I wish not one of my dua was accepted in dunya, and Allah gave it all to me here in Akhirah. So, Hazrat explains that when a person has this problem and he still keeps on making dua, that's a sign he's going closer to Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. Or jis takleef se dil mein zulmat wa wahshat aur haq ta'ala se duri mehsoos ho aur tawfiq inabat aur giriya aur zari na ata ho تو سمجھنا چاہیے کہ یہ شامت اعمال بد کے سبب ہے. And that تکلیف, hardship that we get, and because of that darkness comes in the heart. Now you don't feel like making namaz, you don't feel like getting up for fajr also, even your eyes open, you're not now, because you're feeling like Allah is not with you, Allah didn't help you. Now you don't want to make your tilawat, you're feeling distance from Allah Ta'ala. So this is not a good sign, this is a sign that this is like a punishment, or Allah Ta'ala is waking you up from your gunas which you have committed. But that also, a person, there is no, even don't lose hope even in that condition. In that condition, what must we do? Uswak, istighfar ki kasrat karni chahe. Make lot of istighfar. By istighfar, you'll gain closeness again to Allah Ta'ala. Surah Nuh mein istighfar ki barkat mazkoor hai, ke istighfar se Allah Ta'ala barish ata farmate hai, aur baghat ata farmate hai, aur aulad mein barkat hoti hai. In Surah Nuh, Allah has explained, make tawbah, make istighfar. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will send down rains. Allah Ta'ala will give you barkat in your wealth, in your children, in everything. So we should make dua, and when we feel duas, we can duas also don't want to come out. We don't feel like making dua, then make lot of istighfar at that time. Further, Hazrat says, Maulana farmate hai ke jab tum dil mein gham mehsoos karo, foran istighfar mein mashghool ho jao. When you feel that ghutan, that your heart is now bechaini, you're not feeling nice in your heart, then start getting involved in making istoba istighfar. Gham hukm ilahi se aata hai. And this worry which you have got, this sadness, sorrow in your heart, that is also from Allah Ta'ala. Isliye maamulat, zikr wagaira mein susti mat karo. So therefore now, in such conditions, don't become weak in your maamulat. Whatever your maamulat are, your reading of your namaz, your Quran, going for gasht, etc., or whatever your maamulat are, don't let any laziness come in there. Despondency, don't let that overtake you. Whether your heart is in there or not, don't worry about that. Your heart is not in your control. And Allah won't take you to task that I'm not enjoying it, my heart. But your body is in your control. So you force yourself. You do it. Whether your heart is in there or not. Or kaam mein lag jao. And carry on with your work. Balke pehle se ziyada Haq Ta'ala ki taraf mutawajjih ho jao. But in fact, more than before, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Jab Haq Ta'ala shanu hamare saath meherbani farmana chahte hai, when Allah wants to be kind and good to us, to hamare andar giryaan o zari ka meilan paida farma dete hai. Then Allah Ta'ala brings the condition of crying and begging of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. On one occasion, I asked Hazrat Haji Ahmed Nakhuda sahab, Damat Barakato, that some people just can't cry, tears don't come. So he said, that is crying. That you feel that sorrow, that I can't cry, why tears are not coming, that is your crying. That also Allah Ta'ala loves very much. Some people, mashallah, they got their soft hearts and tears flow. And some people, tears just don't come. Oh, tears don't come always for everyone. So that sorrow you feel, that others, how they cry, why can't I cry? That is your crying. And Allah accepts that as your crying. Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali ko ek arsa tak ye ek ishkal raha. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali himself says that for a period I had this question in my mind. Like many of us, we feel confused, we find somebody that we can ask, we get the answers, we feel nice, happy. Sometimes we are not satisfied with that answer, and just also don't ask every one of your questions. If that person couldn't answer you, you might fall more in doubt. So there is no answer to this question. There are answers. So, especially students who go to varsity and where they teach them philosophy and for everything, why, who, what, who is God, where is God, etc., all these things. If we don't have answers, then we feel sometimes despondent. But there are the answers. So if we get the answers, we can go and put it to them. And for such, that one booklet, which is very beneficial for all, is Who is the Monkey? Is one booklet that is easily available. So we should read that, especially when we meet with atheists. When we are in such environments, we should read that, and all the answers are given in a very simple way, beautiful examples. The book is a small little booklet, few pages, and these answers are given. So every question shouldn't be asked to everyone also. And everyone, there are certain things which we have doubt about. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, he also had this question, no answer. کہ جو مقام حق تعالی شان ہو بعد مجاہدات کے سالک کو عطا فرماتے ہیں وہ اس پر بھی قادر ہے کہ بدون مجاہدہ ہی وہ مقام عطا فرماوے. And what was this question in Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's mind? That a position a person gets when he makes mujahada. He sacrifices, he goes against this nafs. He does wazifas. And he completes his wazifas. He's carrying on, staying away from sun. Now he gets a position. Now Allah could give that position without this work, and Allah is Arhamur Rahimin. Why did He let you work so hard? Then He gave you that position. Why didn't He just give you that position just like that? So that was the question. عطا فرما دے پھر ان کی رحمت مجاہدہ کی تکلیف کو اپنے بندوں کے لیے کیوں کر گوارا کرتی ہے. اللہ's رحمت, why did Allah's رحمت tolerate that my banda has to go through all the through the cold nights of winter, through the short nights of summer, through this difficulty, that difficulty my banda had to go through, then he got this position. Why didn't Allah's رحمت just give it to him free of charge without any effort? So this was the question that was playing in the mind of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali for some time. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali farmate hai ke ek din khud ba khud qalb mein uska ishkal ka hal warid hua. He said one day, just Allah put it in my heart, the answer. What was it? وہ یہ کہ بدون مجاہدہ اگر تمام مقامات سالک کو عطا فرما دیے جاتے تو نعمت کی قدر نہ ہوتی. That if these positions were given without this hard work, Mali muft dile be raham. What a person gets free of charge, he doesn't appreciate it. We see also a person who works hard for his money, he looks after his money. But a person who got it in inheritance, huge amount, he was a young person, 20, 21, 18, and he got 2 million rand. Most cases, he just squanders it. But when you work for that 2 million, then he appreciates. So Allah also lets you work for it, then you appreciate it. اگر تمام مقامات سالک کو عطا فرما دی جاتے تو نعمت کی قدر نہ ہوتی, اور قدر نعمت نہ ہوتی تو نعمت کا بقا اور اس کی ترقی نہ ہوتی. And if we don't appreciate a نعمت, then we won't worry about keeping that نعمت, and we won't worry of increasing that نعمت. So Allah, let us make this mujahada, go through that difficulty. Now you got that نعمت, you work for it, so it's also only Allah's fazal. It's not your Allah gave you that office, but now you appreciate it and you increase it. کیونکہ جس طرح شکر پر نعمت کی زیادتی منصوص ہے اسی طرح اس کے عکس پر سلب کا خطرہ ہے. just as when a person makes shukr, it is clear in the Quran, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I will increase you in your name. In the same way, by not making shukr, and if we got it free of charge, we shouldn't have made shukr. When you work for it, and that is also by Allah's tawfiq, now you make shukr. And you just got it like that, then in most cases, it just destroyed. اسی کو حضرت خواجہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے دس حضرت خواجہ عزیز الحسن صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ explains میں یہ ملی نہیں یو قلب و جگر ہوئے ہیں خون this wine of mine, the wine of the love of Allah, closeness of Allah. I didn't just get it like that. I had to make you qalb o jigar huye khun, my heart and my liver. I had to make them, turn them into blood. In other words, I had to sacrifice a lot. That whenever a woman came in front of me, I just did, my heart pained. I wanted to look. That woman came and she spoke to me. I knew she's making an excuse, but still I didn't speak to her. I just stayed away. All the difficulty I went through. So, kyun main kisi ko muft do, main meri muft ki nahi. So the same way, why must I give this to somebody for free? My wine of the love of Allah is not for free. I didn't get it free. So whoever wants it also through me, I'll make him work also for it. I won't give it to him also free of charge. So this is that how a person works for Allah, works in this way, then that treasure that he gets. So we should first think in the first place, did we ever make any sacrifices? For example, something came in front of us which we liked very much. But we got a doubt. Did we give it up at that time? Or we just quickly put it in our mouth and then let the doubt carry on playing in our mind. Or any other thing also. And some people, mashallah, they have got such great qualities. A lady who phoned home from her inheritance, she made some investment, but now she's got doubt whether the returns are correct or not. Now one is a person, everyone is saying it's right, so just accept it. But the finding out, and then even after getting some answers that it is all right, my heart doesn't agree. I'm giving it away. I'm not accepting it. Now this is not everyone's cup of tea. So these sacrifices when a person makes, then see where Allah takes a person. Then Allah increases a person. We just cover it up, it's all right, and we got a fatwa, so it's all right, it's no problem. So we just accept it. But these sacrifices, all and on everyone, almost all the time, we are facing this year. For example, we are traveling, we could stop and make jamaat namaz. Then thought came, half an hour will go out. I'll stop, the children will want to go toilet, this will happen, and we'll reach home in time. And we'll go and make namaz. Hajjai, halal. But you stopped, you made it with jamaat, where your position will be. So we are faced with this all the time, and we are very weak. We just falter. But those, so they, by making these sacrifices all the time, a person goes up and up by Allah. And then make qadr of that. Now don't, when we have reached a position, we just let it drop again. Then we carry on. Then Allah give us all tawfiq. We are all very, very weak, and we are desperately in need of the help of Allah. May Allah be kind to us.